to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I mean, can you imagine any more hot buttons on this story? I mean, you've got a naked man. When a guy is running around without clothes when he shouldn't be, that's a key point to a story. You've got the cops invoking zombieism, a real big pop culture phenomenon right now. You've got cannibalism. You've got the drug abuse angle. I mean, this was bound to go around the world hundreds of times as just the story of the day. And I love the police defense of shooting him because, you know, inevitably people, you know, once they get over the shock, they say, well, gee, you shot him and he had no clothes and he had no weapon. And so the cops are saying, well, you know, there are lots of ways to injure people. Some guys know martial arts. Some guys are so strong they can kill you with their hands. And, of course, they left out there's the, you know, you could kill them by eating their face method as well. So this is just the most bizarre story of the year.
There's legal analyst Royal Oaks commenting on the disturbing story out of Miami of a naked man who was actually eating the face of a homeless man and had to be shot by police six times. The Miami cannibal story, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. I guess welcome. I don't know how to put that word to proper use here. But anyway, you're into Talk Radio and the review of the big topics of the week. The week ending Friday, June 1st, reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at talkers.com. So let's get into our list. This week, the Miami cannibal story is in the number 10 spot. Pretty gruesome stuff. Number 9 on the countdown is the Wisconsin governor recall. Here's host Vicki McKenna talking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about the parallels between the presidential election coming up in November and the Wisconsin recall election Tuesday.
Seriously, what businesses are thinking about with regard to this upcoming national election, Ron Johnson, and how Governor Romney is better poised to handle the concerns, the economic concerns of the future, the immediate future, and then, of course, the long-term future as well. That actually echoes not only a national poll from businesses who say that the significant reason why they're not hiring right now is because of uncertainty in the political process. Uncertainty meaning what's going to happen when Taxmageddon hits. What are these policies under this president going to mean for me? What does Obamacare mean? I'm looking at a Wisconsin survey. The exact same sentiments are being echoed by Wisconsin businesses as well with who wins this recall election, Ron. 91% of businesses, according to a Nicolet Bank Business Pulse survey, said that a Walker win in this recall election means Wisconsin's business climate will improve, that they will see reduced governmental interference in business, and most notably, that businesses will hire more people and invest in Wisconsin. When you see the exact same themes being echoed here in the state of Wisconsin with regard to the recall that you see in the national scene.
Yeah, Vicki, if you're investing in a business, you're already dealing with all kinds of uncertainties. I mean, you're up against competition, generally very severe competition. You don't know what your pricing is going to be. The last thing you need to do is, you know, throw on top of that, heap on top of that uncertainty caused by government. I mean, government ought to create a level playing field. It ought to, you know, make sure that the rules and the regulations, the laws create greater levels of certainty, not more uncertainty. And, you know, like I said, attitude is a big part of this as well. So Scott Walker comes into office. He said, hey, Wisconsin's open for business. And Wisconsin really leapt forward on a number of business climate surveys. But the problem is then the left came in and they just created all kinds of uncertainty with, you know, just refusing to acknowledge the election results, starting the recall. And that has just thrown our state into an upheaval and increased the level of uncertainty in the state of Wisconsin. So that's why I think, for a number of reasons, successfully defeating this recall election is incredibly important because it's just a wrong process. We shouldn't be doing this. Recall election shouldn't be about policy disputes. That's what regularly scheduled elections are about. This recall election, the vote should be to just end a very wrong process for Wisconsin.
Up next, a possible soft drink ban, the John Edwards trial, and Donald Trump, all here on the Talk Radio Review.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Number 8 on the countdown, a ban on large sugar drinks in New York City. Here's host Peter Tilden talking about Mayor Bloomberg's proposed ban on large sodas at restaurants, movie theaters, and streetcars, all in an attempt to combat the growing obesity problem.
New York plans to ban the sale of big sizes of sugary drinks. They plan to enact a far-reaching ban on large sodas and other sugary drinks at restaurants, movie theaters, and street carts. Because Mayor Bloomberg says we're fat and he's going to buy. It's enough. It's time to do it. Okay? So it would virtually cover the entire menu of popular sugar drinks found in delis, fast food franchises, even sports arenas, even energy drinks to pre-sweetened iced teas. Okay? The sale of any cup or bottle of sweetened drink larger than 16 fluid ounces, which is about the size of a medium coffee and smaller than a common soda bottle, would be prohibited under the first in the nation plan, which would take effect as soon as next March. Now listen to this carefully. I want you to listen to the whole thing carefully. The measure would not apply to diet sodas, fruit juice, which has more calories than most. Look at the calories in fruit juice and see how unhealthy a lot of that crap is. How about this? Dairy-based drinks like milkshakes. So you can have a giant milkshake, but you can't have a giant soda, or alcoholic beverages. It would not extend to beverages sold in grocery or convenience stores. So he's doing this. And by the way, I hate this. On the other hand, why do you need a 48-ounce soda? Are you marching through the desert? So here's the deal. Mr. Bloomberg's proposal requires the approval of the Board of Health, but that's likely because the members are all appointed by him, and the board's chairman is the city's health commissioner. You think they're going to pass it? Probably, okay? They banned sodas in schools, which I get. You know what? I even think in schools they could have a soda, and parents can talk to the kids. They can also have healthy drinks in school so that the parents can tell them what they should buy. Okay, that's that. But, well, let's see. About a third of New Yorkers drink one or more sugary drinks a day. As fast food chains where sodas are often dispensed at self-serve fountains, restaurants would be required to hand out cup sizes of 16 ounces or less, even if you opt for a diet drink. So now, even with a diet drink, I'm getting a smaller cup. But free refills and additional drink purchases would be allowed. Thank you for that.
Up to number 7 on this week's countdown, the John Edwards trial. Here are hosts John Williams and Selena Jones talking about what could have happened if the scandal hadn't come out and Edwards had become the president.
The best part has to be that he could have become president of the United States and had a love child. You know, being moved around in a Winnebago by a team of people funded by wealthy heiresses who, I'll tell you what, if you can get somebody to give you $700,000 just to help you get the nomination, you could definitely find people drinking even more of the Kool-Aid who feel like, well, now it's really important. You know, he would have had billionaires giving him money saying, listen, we just got to keep this kid under wraps. We've got to, you know, Ryle Hunter would have been disappeared.
Do you think they could have hidden that child until, you know, not, you know, book writing age, age 40 or something, and then no one would believe them?
Let's play the what-if game. So he becomes president of the United States, and everything else is the way I just described it. So now they've got a one-year-old living in a Winnebago with Ryle Hunter driving around the Midwest. And
or a mansion someplace, like, man, you know, inside a mountain.
I don't think I yes.
Feel like Batman.
An underworld cave, an underwater cavern. No, I mean, really, one where they can live, but they just can't come up until 4 years are up. So they're moving her around, hiding her and the baby, because President Edwards would have, you know, just too much splaining to do if the baby became public knowledge. The question is this: how long can they keep the baby quiet? How long can they keep that story quiet? Okay, Selena, you brought it up. What's your answer?
I don't know. Wow. I mean, if they get the right people in the case, which they could do, it could be indefinite.
You think 4 years?
You know, maybe forever.
Number 6 on the countdown, the Donald Trump birther issue surfaces again. Here host Keith Larson talks about Donald Trump's ridiculous appearance with Wolf Blitzer.
Donald Trump is just... He ought to be, he's a circus sideshow, is what he's a carnival barker. Donald Trump is just like, he's a carnival guy, is all he is. And who is he to care anything about anybody's birth certificate until he's willing to stand up and say, what the heck is that on the top of your head? What is that? All right, give me another minute or something.
And so do I.
All right,
so explain why, Donald.
The time out. There he makes another ratings track. Oh, but you don't have too many. I got to say, Trump is out of line on that. That's just low blow stuff. Donald Trump making the ratings cracks. You know what, Trump? If you don't like the ratings, then don't go on the show. If the show's not worth your time, then don't go on the show. But, you know, to go on a guy's show, that's just rude. Go on a guy's house, that would be like, you know, go to the Trump Mahal in whatever city and get the Donald there and sit and talk with him. Just sit and talk with him about how lousy the hotel is. Just how lousy the service was. Or if you had a terrible experience. I mean, it's just rude. That is just rude. If CNN has too low of ratings for you, then don't mess with them. Don't go on CNN. But you go on the show, you're on with a guy, and then you make those kind of cracks. That's just lousy.
Up next on our countdown, the latest on Facebook's problems and the financial crisis in the Eurozone. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh Liquid Whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown. The number five item this week in the countdown, the Facebook IPO troubles. Host John Broski talking to technology expert Rex Crum about Facebook stock, which has continued to drop since the IPO a couple of weeks ago.
Well, what the heck happened with this whole thing anyhow? I mean, this was such a, and a lot of us here at the station were talking about it. The IPO came out at $38 a share and went up maybe to $41, $42 in the first few minutes. And then from there, it's just taken a nosedive, and now it's down to about $27 a share.
Yeah. Initially, there was about a 12% rise in the stock on the first day, but then by the end of the first day, it had only risen about 23 cents, and now the shares are down about 28% since the IPO at $27 and change. So it's really looking at one of the dogs of the year as far as an IPO goes.
Well, when you examine it, what do you think happened? I mean, what went wrong? Just a lot of hype and nothing to back it up? Were there just a lot of people that were holding on to those shares? Probably a lot of insiders, probably people that work at Facebook, and they dumped it.
Oh, I think it's a combination of things. I think for one thing, probably first and foremost, is Facebook really wanted to make a splash with its IPO. You know, this is a company that, you know, for at least a year or more, people have been talking about, when's Facebook going to go public? Oh, it's going to be worth this much. Oh, its valuation is, you know, $50 billion, and they haven't even, turned a profit at all. So the company really wanted to make a splash, and it rose its IPO price range a couple of times. And I think as we're seeing now, they may have overstretched themselves a little bit, and you probably did get a bit of that selling. You know, you probably had a lot of Facebook insiders who had their fingers on the sell button as soon as the IPO went out, and they could dump their shares.
Sure, they wanted to get rich.
And why not? You know, cash out while you can. I'm sure there was some of that going on.
Number four item on the countdown, the financial situation in Europe. Host Jack Harris, Ted Webb, and Corey Dillon talked to CNBC's Michelle Caruso Cabrera about economic problems in Greece and Spain and how that's likely to affect our economy here.
The key in Greece is going to be what happens in the elections coming up in a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, June 17th is the election, and we'll see what kind of party they vote for. Do they vote for a party that says we got to take the tough road, or do they vote for the party that says, don't worry, we don't have to take the tough road, but we can still stay in the euro, which is a pipe dream. So we'll see how serious an election it is. The last election was not very serious. I mean, they literally had 7% of the population vote for the Nazis.
Oh boy.
Which is not, you talk to people in Greece and that, like, there's just no way 7% of our population feels that way. It was just a vote in anger. It was a vote that was not serious. The next vote is going to be really how we feel about participating in the euro.
They better get serious about it, I'll tell you that, because it's really throw down time for them. Germany's already stated that they're not throwing money down an endless barrel anymore either, a bottomless pit, that they're done, you know?
Yeah, they're tired of it. They're absolutely tired of it. But, you know, the one thing, keep in mind that everybody's negotiating right now, even though they're not officially sitting at a table. So Germany has to say that. But what Germany knows in the back of their mind is that they need the euro just as much as everybody else, because if they didn't have the euro, their currency would be much more, would be very, very strong. The Deutsche Mark would be very strong. They're an exporting economy. If their currency suddenly gets very strong, they can no longer export nearly as much, and their economy really suffers. So they're talking about a divorce, but in the back of their minds, they're wondering if the divorce is more expensive than staying married.
We've been sitting on eggshells, it seems like, for weeks, if not months. Yes. I mean, when is this really going to come to a head?
I would love to know. I am just so tired of it, too. When they finally come up with some continent-wide plan, it could be, you know, it may be that Greece finally does lose the euro, and then the markets rally because they're relieved. Okay, it's done. Let's see what happens. It's not that big a country. Or when they finally come together and say, okay, we're really going to do a fiscal union akin to the United States where we help absorb each other's debts. But it's going to take a very long time before that happens. And we may see Spain explode before that because they've got a real situation with their banking system like we have here in the United States.
The financial situation in Europe, fourth most talked about topic of the week. So let's start at number 10 again and review for you. The Miami cannibal story is at 10. Number 9, the Wisconsin governor recall. Number 8, the sugar drink ban idea in New York City. John Edwards' trial is 7. Number 6, Donald Trump continues the birther issue. Number 5, the Facebook IPO. Number 4 is the financial crisis. So number 3, 2, and 1 are coming up. And I know you can hardly wait, so stick around for a few moments to our countdown.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
As the summer driving season gets started, Sears Auto Center wants to make sure you get the most out of every gallon of gas with a great deal on our Fuel Saver package. Right now, for just $29.99, you get a conventional oil change, air filter, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and tire pressure check. You'll also save on all Goodyear tires, including up to $65 when you buy 4. Just stop by Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center, valid for most vehicles. Fuel Saver package regularly $57.98. Goodyear savings range from $16 to $65. Savings good through 6-12.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back into our review of the hot hits for the week ending Friday, June 1st, in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented sort of political talk radio, as it's known with some. I'm Doug Steffen at number three. What's going on in Iran now? From CNN, Aaron Burnett talks to analyst Art Keller and Joby Warrick about the cyber war that's already underway against Iran.
Do you think the U.S. or Israel's involved? Is this the U.S.?
Well, with the Stuxnet, I'm pretty confident that was the U.S., simply because of the precision of the virus and the care which it took to only attack very specific computer controllers that had to be controlling a uranium centrifuge. And it was designed to then erase itself after the attack. Hmm. So it made sure it was only hurting very narrow things. Flame, I haven't been able to determine yet, because I have heard that it does surveillance, but it also has the potential to wipe hard drives. So one is a simple, straightforward espionage thing. The other is more a covert action and an attack, and a pretty blatant one. So that suggests it might be a little bit more heavy-handed and not have fully the precision that Stuxnet did. So that muddies the water a little bit. I do believe that the Stuxnet probably originated with the U.S., but this one is more heads up in the air.
Hmm. That's pretty interesting. And Joby, when you talk about your reporting about how it's possible that Iranian-linked people were trying to kill American diplomats and their families in Azerbaijan, how closely can they link those plots to the Iranian government? I mean, that always seems to be the problem, that direct link.
This is always the MO with the Iranians. They never do something directly. They always have a proxy. It's usually Hezbollah. Maybe it's one of these other militant groups that it works with. So that way it has plausible deniability. It can be take a few steps back, and people wonder, well, was it the Iranians or was it not? In the case of this Azerbaijani attack, they once again hired locals. They hired some local Azerbaijani gangsters and gave them the materials, rifles, explosives, and set this thing up with some Iranian involvement, with stuff coming from Iran, with direction coming from Iran, but just a few steps back so they don't look direct responsible if something goes wrong.
Talk host Mike Rosen with analyst Art Keller about Iran's progress on the nuclear weapons program.
What's the current status, as you understand it, of Iran's development of nuclear weapons?
Well, you know, they continue to their enrichment program. There was a disturbing tidbit that came out last week after the two-day talks, which kind of went nowhere in Baghdad, that they were supposed to be capping their enrichment at 20%, which, frankly, actually they were supposed to be capping it at 5%, but they had enriched or told people they were enriching up to 20%, and then IAEA inspectors found traces up to 27%. So that's not a great sign. And so they continue to put the pieces into place that should they decide, you know, we're going to go for it, they will have less time between the time they decide, all right, we're going to kick out the international inspectors, we're going to withdraw from the non-proliferation treaty, which they pretend to adhere to. So they probably already have the know-how of how to make a bomb, to be quite honest. But what they don't have is the fissile material, not enriched to the sufficient degree. So, but from the time they decide, you know what, we're going to go for it, they do have to cross some unmistakable red lines that would let the international community, the U.S., Israel, European allies know that, you know what, they've decided that they're going to go all the way for it.
Do you think Iran is unalterably intent on developing a nuclear weapon?
I don't know unalterably intent. I do think they want to be able to have that capability to weaponize quickly should they decide to go there.
Define quickly. To weaponize quickly. How long would quickly be?
It really depends on what stockpile of enriched uranium they have.
Give me a range.
I mean, the reason it's an issue of 27%, is that it gives them a stockpile that allows them to get up to 90% much quicker.
How much?
And that's
quicker?
Why we want it down to at least 5%.
Okay, I'm trying to get a time frame from you and give me a range.
Okay.
When you say quickly, give me a range.
If they decided to kick out the inspectors tomorrow and just go for it, as little as 3 months.
Okay, not a matter of days or weeks, but months.
No. But not too long either.
Okay. Well, 3 months would greatly disturb me. Is there anything that can be done to derail Iran from this objective?
Well, of course, we can keep on doing things like we've already been doing. You probably have heard about the Stuxnet virus
I was just
going to
ask you about that, yes.
Yeah, that seriously monkeyed with one of their facilities.
Was that done by us or by Israel?
You know, there's a lot of debate on that. Personally, I think it was done by us, and the reason I say, which is not to say it couldn't have been done as a joint project. I mean, frankly, we do a lot of joint projects. But the reason I think it was us, at least in part, is because of how precisely it was targeted. And to me, what that says is it meets the kind of threshold that the agency has to go through to win an approval for covert action.
Get to number two now, the violence in Syria. That's up next here on The Countdown.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on.
Most kids resent a dad who's constantly pushing them.
Let's go.
But not Rick Hoyt.
We can do this.
For years, Rick has been pushed, pulled, and carried by his dad, and he loves it.
Here they go.
That's because Rick, a wheelchair quadriplegic since birth, and his father, Dick, together have competed in over 65 marathons. So when you see Dick Hoyt pushing his son around, you're witnessing extraordinary devotion. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself.
Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk.
Participants were compensated for their time.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today.
Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Talk radio and the hot hits. Put them together, and we've got the Countdown Radio Show every week. Here is, with number two in his focus, Syria. Peter Boyle's talking to Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch about the possibility the U.S. will send troops to Syria.
There are people in the United States that I've now listened to in positions of power that want the American military to go to Syria. I can't think of anything worse. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that would be such a stupid thing to do. It boggles the mind.
Yeah.
The idea that we would go to Syria. Look, there's nothing good you can say about the Assad regime, but the other guys are al-Qaeda. And if we go to war to aid al-Qaeda in Syria, we will pay the price.
Yeah.
We will be the victims of our own stupidity.
The Assad regime is being challenged by whom?
Al-Qaeda. By the people who are fighting against the Assad regime right now are connected with al-Qaeda, are brutalizing Christians, are terrorizing non-Muslims all around Syria, and calling for Sharia rule.
Now,
that kind of a regime, if it comes in, will be much more hostile to the United States than the Assad regime ever was. The Assad regime has always been an enemy of the United States, but it's been relatively isolated as a client state of Iran. It's been doing mischief against Israel, and that's about it.
That's par for the course, right?
An al-Qaeda state in Syria will step up the jihad against Israel, will unite with militarily and possibly even politically with the other Muslim Brotherhood states and the other Sharia regimes in the area and create a much larger conflict.
And what's interesting is the Western press portrays these as sort of these Valley Forge freedom fighters, and they are almost anything but.
They're just about the opposite.
And wasn't the same thing true in Libya, where these are portrayed as ousting the horrible Gaddafi regime, but many of these same men literally months before had been killing Americans?
Yeah. Exactly. And so I think how incredibly short-sighted or who knows what else could Barack Obama be? What on earth is his game? And it's hard to avoid the suspicions that he wants all this. I mean, how stupid could he possibly be? That he must want Muslim Brotherhood regimes and Islamic states in this area.
I don't get these people. I mean, I don't understand, unless it's the most nefarious thing, that their inability to read what is exactly taking place.
Here's host Frank McNeil with a focus on Mitt Romney's outspoken insistence that we need to get involved in aiding the rebels there.
Mitt Romney is getting tough on the Syrian situation, and unfortunately, what he's saying is already being done, or what he's saying is the neocons within his organization prodding him to, I think, take some actions that are unwarranted and unnecessary and would be very costly to the United States. First of all, the diplomacy led by the president, I think, has been unparalleled, and he got several countries to expel Syrian diplomats. They have worked feverishly to cut off all of his banking angles, and he's squeezing those countries who are buying oil, and he's also allowing the Arab League to take the lead, because this is a very volatile situation. And then in the final analysis, you know that not only Iran, but Russia and China are in support of Syria. But even to complicate this matter more, he's saying they should arm, he's saying that Syria the United States should arm the Syrian opposition. And that's highly questionable, because there is not a united front in Syria, and they seriously don't know who the opposition is. There's no united front of opposition, and the united front of opposition was something they thought they had in Libya. Now we're finding out there are factions in Libya. And then when you arm those people, at the end of the conflict, how do you get the guns back?
Here's what some of your talk radio caller friends have had to say about the potential of getting involved in Syria.
I had the same opinion when we got involved in Libya. And, you know, today there's a story in the front page of the New York Times, which I read, most of 10 allies joined the U.S. to move to expel Syria diplomats. And, you know, it seems right now maybe diplomacy is the best way to do it. We'll see how far they dig their heels in over there in Syria, the people who, you know, are doing this to their own people, whoever they are. You know, it's really hard to pinpoint who's responsible here. I'm sure there's a lot more than a dozen people responsible, you know. So anyway, I just don't think that it's our role right now when all these other countries are involved, too. I mean, like in Libya, here's why I draw comparisons, because in Libya, it's pretty much the same thing was kind of happening, except for, you know, Gaddafi was an admitted terrorist. You know, he admitted hiring that guy who was in the Scottish jail who planted the bomb on the plane, and then they let the guy out of jail, and then he dies, and, you know, we all know what happened to Gaddafi. But I think it might be a little different in Syria, but not much.
I just went to the veterans part of the cemetery on Memorial Day to put flowers on my husband's grave. No more intervention in the Middle East for the United States. We don't need to lose any more American lives. Not for this type of a situation. My God. It's so terrible. These young people come back from the wars today in the Middle East. Their wounds are so horrific. Loss of limbs, loss of everything. It is not worth it to the United States. We have too much that we need to do in this country to get back on our feet again.
It is a shame on the international community not to get involved. Shame on them that they are standing on the sideline and watching tens of thousands of kids being massacred. This regime is the most ruthless regime in the Middle East. They are criminals. They are a family of criminals. They need to be taken away. And the United States is the most powerful country in the world. They don't have to have boots on the ground. All what they have to do, basically, is just take out their most important forces and power on the ground. And that will solve the problem.
So my take on it is that I think we need to get a PR coalition in the region, first of all, like Jordan, Lebanon, and Saudi Arabia, to sort of invite us to do something. So at least we have credibility with especially the Muslims in the region. I think we can do it with missiles and take out Assad. I'm concerned one, about not putting American boots on the ground anymore, and also if we give the rebels arms, it seems inevitably those come back to be aimed at us or our, you know, allies at some point, a.k.a. Afghanistan.
That leaves us with number one, the presidential race. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The number one hit this week on the countdown, the 2012 presidential race. Here's host Joe Galewski talking to political analyst Dr. Bob Green about an unfortunate problem Mitt Romney had this week. The day after he clinched the nomination, somebody on his team made a very public mistake by incorrectly spelling America.
As if Donald Trump weren't enough political distraction for Mitt Romney, his campaign had to deal with a typo that went viral on his new iPhone app that reads A Better America, but America spelled wrong. And the online peanut gallery, the Twitter tweeters, and the Obama supporters were having a field day on that. The Romney campaign said, hey, mistakes happen. And they submitted a corrected app to the folks at Apple, who have to approve the new typo-free version. Because that's an easier way than talking about, you know, policy. Right, Professor?
Well, when you get all these, you know, cyber morons who spend all their time on Syracuse.com and every single blog that's ever existed, they live for these kinds of things. It validates their belief that the web is reality. And if Mitt Romney, who of course typed this himself instead of doing it first and confirming it out to a staffer, if Mitt Romney types something bad, then that means that the sky is falling. It's absolute nonsense. It's a tempest in a teapot. I mean, who really cares?
But again, I have a feeling, though, somewhere Dan Quayle is smiling.
Yeah, tomato, tomato. But remember, he stood up there and it was handwritten, and he flashed it in front of a CNN camera, and he stood there and he swore that it was right. The problem with Dan Quayle was not that he made a mistake. The problem with Dan Quayle was that he didn't know that he had made a mistake. So, you know, there's a bit of a difference.
Well, I can't decide what's worse, that Romney can't spell America, that Obama talked about the Polish World War II death camps, or that we are dumb enough to think only the other guy is that stupid. I mean, America's two political parties may stink, but, you know, we as Americans have no room to talk.
No, I think really the last thing that you said is the bigger problem. We sit and we are in such a culture now that everything is so minute. Everything is so tiny in terms of one letter being missed, and then everybody jumps all over it, that we miss the overall. What's the old adage? We're missing the forest for the trees, or we're missing America for one misspelled letter. Now, people don't want to think about big policy. People don't want to read. People don't want to actually consider options. What they want to do is sit around and wait for a mistake, which is something that they can grab and something that they can jump on.
Here's host Joel Riley talking to strategist Dan Meyer about the next thing on the agenda for Mitt Romney, now that he has enough delegates to get the nomination, in fact.
Now that the presumptive GOP nominee is the full-throttle GOP nominee, you've got Romney versus Obama. Do you expect you're going to see any change in message in the short run between the two candidates?
I don't think you'll see any huge changes. Obviously, Governor Romney has focused on a contrast with President Obama for some time now, essentially since even during the race in the tail end there between Santorum and Gingrich. So I don't think you'll see huge differences. I think you'll see a lot more spending from both sides, and that's pretty evident on air.
Yeah, it seems like we're going to get a fair amount of it since Ohio was billed as one of the big swing states. One of the messages we're getting from the Romney side of things now is this, you know, commercial that's basically, you know, what the first day of a Romney presidency will look like. What kind of reaction are you seeing to that? Do you think it's on task? Do you think it's the message he should be sending?
I think it is. I think when you look kind of globally at the presidential race and kind of the campaigns, you've got Governor Romney now introducing himself and really painting the picture of what his presidency would look like. So now that he's through the primary, he's trying to define those policy positions. That's one of the biggest questions. What are you going to do in your first 100 days, or in this case, your first day in office? And he's specifically laying out those plans. I know Ohio's getting hit with that ad. I think it's a 30-second spot. Iowa's getting hit with it. Virginia, some other states. It's a two-part ad. I think it's really well done, and it starts to introduce him to not just the Republican voters now, but to the independent and the American people as a whole.
Yeah, we hear some commentators saying that, you know, Obama's war on women didn't work, and Bain Cap and all that stuff. But what do you get a sense from the president and his campaigning? What is working for his side?
For his side, I mean, he's going to try and talk about his record, but unfortunately, a lot of that record seems to be pretty flawed. You've seen the more he talks about himself, you've seen his favorability numbers drop, and so that part of the race is tightening. The numbers, when he talked about the war on women, those numbers kind of did a flip, and a lot of women see Mitt Romney as a leader and are looking to him. So the president wants to make this more about Governor Romney instead of himself and his record, which I think is pretty telling.
Presidential race, most talked about item this week on News Talk Radio. So let's go through numbers 10 through number 1. Miami cannibal story is 10. Wisconsin governor recall 9. New York's ban on large sugary drinks is 8. Number 7, the Edwards trial. Number 6, the Trumpster and the birther issue. Number 5, IPO troubles at Facebook. Financial troubles in Europe is number 4. Trouble with Iran is number 3. Trouble in Syria, number 2. And the presidential race is number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.